Welcome to the Mike and You podcast. This is your boy, Big Frenchie, aka the Mike A16 on Twitter, the Mike A16 on Instagram, the Mike A16 on Snapchat, the Mike A16 on Facebook, and most importantly, the Mike A16 on Blue Sky, baby. Why? I'm with my main man.
Why are you so amped right now?
We had an impromptu 3 weeks vacation, bro.
That is I-M-U-I-N-K-C on X. Yeah. What it do?
What it do, baby boo? Hey, we got a lot of great show for you guys today. I can't even talk straight right now because I'm so hyped to be back. I miss the people.
The people.
And the people miss me. Anyway, before we start, Brewski, a new beer by our guy, Rayvon, odd boy, and my guy, Tay Diggs. This is a Brewski is a triple dry hopped India Pale Ale brewed by Rayvon Oddboy and Tay Diggs in collaboration with Bree at Big Rip Brewing Company, the Mellow Mango and Peach Parade, because they got the EE things at the top. So you got to be professional like me, baby. Parade, along with BCH citrus hops makes for a refreshing, crushable beer that makes any location feel like a vacation. And you can find it at, it's brewed and packaged by the Big Rip Brewing Company, 216 East 9th Avenue, North Kansas City, Missouri, 64116. And this, you can see it. This is yours, you. I know you don't drink beer. You can keep it as a souvenir.
I don't drink beer, but I will definitely keep it as a souvenir. And I appreciate Rayvon for his contribution to the shows over the years. Yeah, man.
He's always on tour with Tech Nine.
I'm not an advocate for beer drinking, but if that's your thing, do your thing. Don't be scared.
All right, it's a new month. So we got the April month, because this is the first time we recording this month. We got to talk about Rasheed Rice.
Because we haven't talked about that since it happened. So.
NFL legend passed away, but his afterlife in NFL was a little bit controversial. We got to talk about
a little bit. That's
well, a lot of bits.
That's putting it light.
A lot of bits controversy. I can't even talk today. I'm so hyped. I wonder what Big Frenchie got in his coffee mug.
Brewski.
Maybe. Maybe not. Then my dog still crafts. Pissing Big Frenchie off.
I've been waiting to talk about this for a long time.
And then we got my favorite show of the year, your draft top boards. So I can pick a name that I'm going to say, I told you you're going to be something like Pico de Gallo was.
Pico de Gallo. Penicillin.
No, not penicillin. Pico de Gallo for the Rams, baby.
I didn't say nothing about him.
But when he made a catch, I was like, that's my guy.
Oh.
How you say his name?
You made me think of the
Pinocho, Panuco. Pacuo. It ain't Pacheco. But
man,
anyway.
Penny Sue's on my mind now because you always messing up his name.
Oh, Penicillin.
Puka Nacua.
He got a brother that plays in the greatest football league of all time, UFL. And he played defense. But anyway. Let's get the show started with the monthly awareness. Oh, and we got like 26 minutes of voicemails, baby. Big Frenchie love.
The show.
Hey, we're not going to respond to y'all this week because I got to get to his list. And his list is always my favorite part of the show, baby. Well, y'all my favorite part, but he's my favorite part today, baby. No Diddy.
Okay.
All right. National Pickle Month.
Hey.
Pickleball Mouth.
The monthly awareness segment. Make yourself aware.
I miss our old lady.
Well, she quit too.
National Pickleball Month. You ever play pickleball?
Not even once. I'm trying to get the hype. I don't see the hype.
Just go down to Chicken and Pickle and play.
Never been.
Limb Loss and Limb Difference Awareness Month.
Yep.
National Afternoon Tea Month. Not what you people think is tea.
I don't know what that means.
You know how you people think talk about somebody is the tea? Or I'm gossiping. It's not that tea. Real tea, baby. Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Quick thing about that is man gets it way more than women.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like quadruple. And if you catch it early, it's containable. Even if you catch this type of cancer a little bit late, it's still treatable. And the numbers has gone down over the years.
I was about to say, I knew someone with it. So,
interesting. So interesting. National Brunch Month. You like brunch?
No, too early.
They found her this day on 2021, the year.
It's too early, bro. I can't, like, I'm off of work at 3:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. I ain't kidding up for no dang brunch.
I need your help with this one.
Okay.
National Tar Syndrome Awareness Month.
It was. You need my help with that?
Guys, I want you to read something for me that I text you.
Oh, yeah, this big, long URL.
This day was founded.
I should have made you send me a screenshot.
I did.
No. Oh, there it is. All right. Thrombocytopenia absent radius, TAR for short, syndrome is a rare disorder that is present in birth. Congenital. It is characterized by low levels of platelets in the blood count and absence of the long, thin bones of the forearms, but the presence of thumbs.
Oh, and you know,
interesting.
So, like, some things I want y'all to understand what they are. You know, some things and some things
he don't care.
I care, but y'all should already know. It's sarcoidosis awareness.
I don't know what that is.
I didn't even look it up. National Financial Literacy. I thought we just said something about that like a week ago.
I thought we said it last month.
National Alcohol Awareness Month. The first person who had this next one is Muhammad Ali. Then the next person I kind of know was Michael J. Fox.
Okay, yeah.
Parkinson Awareness Month.
Yep.
English Language a Month, which I need evidently today. National Month of Hope.
Like, well, Hooked on Phonics worked for me, so.
You got to re-gift it back.
Maybe I'll give it back to you.
National Month of Hope Month, like Jesse Jackson said in 1983, keep hope alive. Yeah. National Volunteer Month, y'all can volunteer some money to my Cash App if y'all like. Distracted Driving Awareness Month, this is the real deal. So stay off your cell phones and other tablets, devices while you're driving. Quit putting your makeup on and all that good stuff. National Landscape Architectural Month, Scottish American Month.
Scottish.
Like, my fifth favorite you is Misty, right?
Oh, Misty.
No,
Themistocles.
No, it's actually.
That's like my seventh, your seventh favorite you now.
You days. Still last, right?
No, heck no.
Yeah, you're last.
I'm number two.
No.
At the very least.
No. Mrs. You, Xander.
You forgot Father You.
Who your dad? Oh, he like wrestling, so he way better than you. So you like 25th on the list now. Then your brother you, then your sister you. K9 Fitness Month. Do y'all do any K9 exercise with them? With Misty?
You take her for walks. That's pretty much it.
They had a dog in a swim pool, so you need to get a swim pool. Occupational Therapy Month.
Yep.
National Internship Awareness Month. Pay our interns, man. That's like slave.
No.
Yes.
Experience is worth more than gold.
Who told you that lie?
Now, I do agree that you do need to pay them. And I think...
Then you might not give them the job, too. So...
I think that's going out of style. But who knows?
That's why it's a lot of paid interns
with
now.
These corporations, they can bring it back in style.
Month of the Military Child. So if you're a military child, this is your month. National Donate Life Awareness Month. National Fair Housing Month.
Gracious.
Hey, you can't get approved for an $800 house mortgage, but you get approved for a $1,300 apartment. Make it make sense. National Child Abuse Month, Prevention Month. Don't beat your kids. Oh, this is your favorite month. National Cannabis Awareness Month.
National, yeah, well, it is. Today is 420.
Like that, 420. National Safe Digging, National Welding Month.
I'm thinking about getting into welding for real.
They make a lot of money.
I make go. I'm not serious because I got to go back to school and I don't want to go back to school.
Stay at school. It's your best move, fool. Last month or the month before was National Pecan or Pecan Pie Month. Today is National Pecan Month. Who's your favorite poetry? Because National Poetry Month. besides me. I got a point. Roses are red.
Okay.
Sometimes they thorny. Every time I see Beyonce and Sam Hayek,
no,
I get real.
No. Hold on.
Okay. Straw hat month.
This is
straw hat month.
Tinfoil hat month?
Straw hat.
Keep it moving.
National Soy Foods Month. You eat soy food?
No, I don't.
National Soft Pretzel Month. Who's your favorite jazz musician besides Dizzy Gillespie?
Louis?
Louis Armstrong? I always think of Kenny G and Boney James because that's my era growing up. And when we actually had a jazz station here in Kansas City,
we don't have 106.5.
Now it's play that ghetto. Now they play all that ghetto music. National Humor Month, National Gardening Month, National Fresh Celery. Who decided to think fresh celery belongs with some hot wings? They need to be fired.
It cools the palate after hot wings.
National Decorating Month.
I don't know what carrots do, but whatever.
National Couple Month.
Yep.
Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Quit sexual assaulting people, men and women, because women do it too. Stress Awareness Month. Records and Information Management Month. National Lion and Garden Month. Keep American Beautiful Month. That's something that my Uncle Donnie would say. Keep American Beautiful, baby. International Guitar Month. I remember people used to say guitar.
No, I definitely
And the last one is something that's very dear to both of our hearts. National Autism Awareness Month.
Yep.
All right, let's get into Rashee Rice. So, everybody already know the story about Rashee Rice.
Everybody does.
So, I was thinking, we always sit on a bench, everybody, Twitter, Facebook, and we condemn these athletes and stuff for the stupid mistakes that they make. Well, a lot of times we all forget that these are 21, 23-year-old kids. Even though they young man ages, we still consider everybody kids to at least probably 25 per se, right? And I think he should have stayed at that scene of the accident. I don't think he should have been racing in the first place, but I think he should have stayed at the scene. But these are young kids. They make dumb mistakes. Not all of them, but some of them. And it's easy for us to say now that we're not in that position. Like, you 21, 22, you got a couple million dollars in a bank account. You're invincible, bro. You just won a Super Bowl.
I wouldn't even say you're invincible. I think
I'm talking about I think we are.
I don't even think he thought he was. I think. Look, I know at his age, I was doing the same thing he was doing. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was wilding out here in these streets. Fortunately, nothing ever happened.
I was wilding out, still wilding out.
So fortunately, nothing ever happened. Because it could have easily happened just as easily as it did with him.
Yes.
Easily get out of control and yeah. But I was racing up and down these highways too, and I thank God nothing happened before I was able to grow out of it. And I won't even say grow out of it, but you know, matured a little bit and realizes. Not that deep. It's not that fun, you know. So and it is fun, but it's nothing that I should be doing,
especially
because
if
it puts
you
other people in danger,
especially at that magnitude.
Yeah, I mean, but I also don't think he rented those with the idea to race them. I don't believe that was the case. If it was, you know, pray for the brother. I mean, I think
he made mistakes. Yeah,
everybody makes mistakes.
And it's not only him. It's other athletes like Henry Ruggs.
That's the only reason
Dante Stallworth
looks worse than what it actually is. No one got hurt, but Ruggs did it 2 years ago.
Yes.
And you should have learned from him. But
the thing is, somebody did get hurt. It was major injuries.
Yeah, it wasn't major. I'm sorry.
I knew that civil lawsuit was going to come because I would have did that.
Those civil lawsuits, it's coming. The rest of them coming. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I would have did it too.
They coming.
Absolutely. You know,
why wouldn't you?
You know, you had Dante Stallworth.
I forgot about Dante Stallworth, but yeah.
You had Ray Lewis in Atlanta Club with the stabbings.
I was about to say that. Ain't no accident.
I'm talking about, it's not, but. At the same time, I'm just saying athletes, even my boy Charles Barkley, throwing somebody out the window of a bar, Michael Jordan gambling, the rumors about his dad being killed because of a gambling debt. You know, you know what I mean?
Everybody's got some.
So these athletes need to Kareem Hunt.
Everybody's got something.
You have to put yourself when you're in that limelight that you accidentally volunteer for. When you become a celebrity, you accidentally do it. Because don't nobody want to be a celebrity and be like, I just want to be in peace. Paparazzi's going to be there.
Whether they want to be or not.
You know, Travis had to move from Briarcliff to Leawood. Because good thing about Travis, he said, my neighbors always respect my privacy, and I just want to respect theirs. I don't need paparazzi hanging out, taking pictures and asking them questions all the time. But anyway, that's a different story for a different show. So, like you said, pray for the young man. Hope everything's all right. Hope everybody that was injured
just come back. Just know he made mistakes, and we all make mistakes, and you will pay for those mistakes you make. He will pay for those mistakes that he made. Hopefully he learns from it and moves on. And once this is all said and done, he moves on, and we're just grateful everybody's around to tell the story, because it could have went far worse.
OJ,
keep it moving.
OJ Simpson.
Orenthal James Simpson.
Passed away last week.
Yes.
It was missing emotions for a lot of people. Some people hated him. Some people loved him. My stance was, I knew OJ from Naked Guns movies with Leslie Nielsen. Ain't that his name?
I've never watched those movies.
Comedy legends, bro.
I've never watched those movies.
That's when I first knew about OJ. His playing days was over when I was born or whatever. And
some of them records still standing today.
14 games to get two grand.
2,000 yards.
14 games. Shows how great he was.
My Lord.
He passed away. Some people were celebrating.
And it was from cancer, prostate cancer.
And some people were celebrating.
Get your prostate checked out.
Yes. I need to get mine checked out.
It's not time for me yet.
It's always time for everybody.
You're right.
Time for everybody.
We keep it moving.
Because
you ain't got that long.
No. Lord, have mercy. But, you know, prayers to
the family for
sure. The family. For sure, his kids. It was mixing most because 95. Now, let's get to that. I don't know if he did it or didn't. I wasn't there, so I don't know. I just know the jury said he was innocent. A lot of people still say he was guilty. But that night, that day, three families changed. The Goldmans, Nicole Brown Simpson family, and even OJ family, which is his kids that he had with Nicole. So they're like
Kardashians too.
Kardashians. Chloe?
All of them.
Oh. But anyway.
That was a call for, but we keep it moving.
Anyway, let's talk about the crafts.
Your favorite, K-R-A-F-T.
They pissing your boy off.
Why?
They sound like a bitter ex, bro.
Why?
I don't know. First, it backfired when they did their media thing on the Dynasty.
What?
And tried to paint Bill Belichick as a bad guy, right? You try to paint him, and it didn't work. The people sided with Bill.
I've been waiting to talk about this for a second.
The people sided with Bill. Now, all of a sudden, why you do that?
Why do what?
K-R-A-F-T.
Continue. What are you saying all of a sudden?
All of a sudden, when the fans took Bill's side on the Dynasty, you call Arthur Blank.
Hold on. Tell me what.
They try to paint him out as a bad guy.
On what?
Because he wanted to get rid of Brady.
The favorite son, yes.
Yeah. Then Brady, he finally let him get rid of Brady. Then Brady went to Tampa.
Listen.
And won a Super Bowl.
Listen.
So Brady was, so Kraft was mad about it.
Of course he was.
So now they try to paint Bill and have people do negative comments on Bill. Then he called Arthur Blank. Tell him don't hire Bill.
He ain't tell him nothing. He just gave him advice. And even if he did, Arthur Blank is a billionaire. He got his own mind, his own money. So he can do whatever he wants with said mind and said money.
Allegedly. So
my thing about this, You done? Because there's probably more to the story than I know.
Well, yeah, I got enough time today because we got 26 voicemails in your top 10, baby.
We probably ain't got enough time for any of
them. Oh, we got
but,
it.
But I might have to put the voicemail at the end.
Okay, that's fine.
So keep going.
No, I don't want to keep going.
Yes.
I want to get to the voicemails in your top 10. Your top 10 next, right?
Yeah.
All right, but still, you don't do this to the greatest coach in the history of the game. Andrew Watts Reed about to pass him now, baby.
It's
you,
interesting.
Because you want to do this stupid stuff. You used to be one of the cool owners like Lamar Hunt.
There are no owners this cool.
Lamar Hunt was cool.
No. Lamar, yes.
Clark is horrible.
I don't know anything about any of the rest of them.
Jay Jones is horrible.
And here you go.
Now Bill Kraft is in that. You almost Daniel Snyder horrible, buddy.
No, I was wondering whose side you was going to take.
I'm taking but Belichick's
side. I said a long time ago.
Because he wanted to get rid of McCorkle. He didn't even want to draft bum-ass McCorkle. And Kraft made him draft bum-ass McCorkle.
I told people a long time ago, Kraft, I mean, Bill Belichick's not getting that. He's not going to be the number one winningest coach in the game. It ain't happening. And the reason I said it was because he had how many games he has until he passes that record?
I have no idea now.
I think it was 24 games. I think it's 24 games because I said he had to win 8 games a year for the next 3 years. If I'm not mistaken, call me out if I'm wrong. For the next 3 years,
he gotta do that.
Pass the record.
He got to do that.
Or to set the record. And
he told Jerry Jones he'll coach the Cowboys next year.
And the Cowboys suck, so no.
He would get that. As long as they sign Micah Parsons, baby, I told y'all about in the draft.
Bill Belichick ain't taking over nobody's organization that actually going to win 8 games. And even if they do win 8 games, there's no guarantee for the year after that. And so that means – let's say you go 16-0, you still got 8 games to win. You still got 8 games to win.
It's 17 games a year season.
Yeah, that's true. So
16-1.
Six. Whatever. And so that's going to at least take 2 years. Yeah, I don't think.
Three.
I don't think that's what I said.
Four.
And I don't think he has that long.
He got that long.
Because originally I thought when he left the Patriots, I thought he was going to the Commanders.
Why would he do that? He ain't that dumb.
I mean, he was about to go to the Falcons. They ain't no more winners than anybody else.
Because they got a weak division.
Nah, that's true. I can't.
Man, you can coach the Falcons to the.
I can't deny that. I cannot deny that.
I can't deny it. I'm a rough rider. You know what? Me. What? I did a remix to like 18 songs. I'm Drake now, boy. AI.
Lord.
Drake's the GOAT. Chris Brown, the GOAT. I'm a Chris Brown fan now. That just the Quavo was off the Heezo. All right, let's go to your top 10 draft picks, buddy.
We ain't got no time for analytics.
Oh, we're going to give analytics.
I don't even know why I decided to do this as far as getting replays, but I got them. Theo Johnson, tight end. Now, please understand, I'm not saying these dudes going to be
all world.
I'm not saying any of that. I'm not even saying they getting drafted number one.
Why he got the big EI?
But what I am saying is I'm looking out for these guys. I think they're going to be something depending on how they're being used as well. Please understand that. Depends on how they're being used.
What's a good team for him?
I believe any team that's going to pick up a rookie quarterback should take a tight end. I always believe that. Anybody who – or unless you got Mac Jones.
I agree with you.
I mean, you should. He was on your team. He messed up your team. We'll end that. So Theo Johnson.
Man, you fired.
Theo Johnson is whatever. For those that don't know, I got video of these guys, and I'm showing it on screen. But if you got the podcast, you ain't listening. So
you ain't
watching it.
That flip.
And plus, for some reason, I like Penn State tight ends. I don't know why.
I think he would be great in the R system with Russ.
They're not. They're then, not going to do that because they got what's his face.
Run a two set tight end, bro. You already
they've never done that.
Well, I'm saying you in fact two set tight end, and you already wide receiver kingdom because you always get the good wide receiver. They run a two tight end. You got the running back with Najee Harris. That'd be nice. And they got a decent defense.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So I'm just saying, two tight end set with some good wide receivers that you always draft.
They don't really do the wide receiver. I mean, the tight end thing. But I don't disagree with you. I think everybody could use two good tight ends or at least one. Anyway, next one, T'Vondre Sweat, defensive tackle for Texas. I think I'm not going to say he's the second coming of Chris Jones, but he could be.
Oh, yeah. Big guy.
He's a big one, brother. He can get through there.
Played in the Big 12, so.
I think
he would be good with the Chiefs if he can stay.
He ain't getting down to no Chiefs. I'm going to tell you that right now.
But Cowboys can use him.
I'm always here for a defensive tackle alongside of Chris Jones. Chris Jones got a 3-year extension. You get him.
And develop him.
Develop him for 3 years. And then in the four, if you get him in the first round, you got that fourth year. Got the fifth year option.
Yes.
He had a DUI. Oh, so
that's a red
recently,
flag.
Recently. So he might fall to the second. So you got 4 years.
He'll be good with the Jets. They got a high pick.
No, they got Quentin Williams, though. You're not. They got some other
things. You know, Robinson.
They got plenty of things that they need.
But you know, Robinson Lair.
Don't make no decisions.
That's why him and Johnson is going at it.
He don't make no decisions.
I know, but I'm just saying.
That brother barely call plays these days. I'm just letting you know.
You better get in that paycheck.
Next one is Joe Alt. You know the last name.
John Alt's son.
That's where we at. John Alt's son. Dude is stout. He's a left tackle. He's not going to be like I wanted him to fall to the Chiefs. It ain't happening. The Chiefs ain't moving up to get him either. He'll be top 10, probably top 7, maybe top 8.
If the Patriots weren't looking at a quarterback, I would want Marvin Harrison, but the Patriots could use him if they can get another pick up there. Because
Patriots could use a lot of things.
Shut up. You need Jesus. Son.
I got this replay. You should know who the left tackle is. If you do not, he's the one that blocked number one on that play. So he gets out of space. He can make it happen. He could really tear some people up. So, next one's Jalen Polk. Jalen Polk's Jalen wide Polk. Receiver from Washington. Of course, they got Molly Whopped in the championship. But. Jalen Polk can create separation.
Can the Bears use him to size him up on the other side of DJ Moore?
I mean, there's so many wide receivers in this draft, but you never know who's going to blow.
But they're going to take Caleb Williams.
Of course they're going to take Caleb Williams.
I don't know why.
They'd be stupid not to. If you pass up on Caleb Williams, you better get I ain't even talk about a Panthers trade from last year with that they made. They better be getting a Herschel Walker type trade. Because a guy like Caleb Williams.
Los Angeles Chargers going to get him.
A guy like Caleb Williams.
With the number 5th pick.
They're not picking no Jalen Polk at number 5.
Who they going to pick, bro?
Jalen Polk is not a number. Like, he's not that. I mean, that's too early. Too early for him. I think you could probably pick him late first round.
So the Steelers going to get him?
Mid second.
Steelers number 20.
You said late first round.
20 is late.
20 is mid, bro.
So the Cowboys at 24?
When I say late, I mean 30s.
Oh, yep. That ain't late. It's only 3 of them.
That's so late.
Hey, your boy is going to get him. I'm sorry. Your boy's gonna get him.
No, my boys ain't.
Your boy gonna get him. Jordan Love and the Packers. to put him with number
actually,
nine.
Actually, I don't think he wouldn't be. He wouldn't be bad with that with the Packers. Anyway, we keep it moving. Renardo Green, cornerback. This dude is very developmental.
Is he top 10 or no?
No. Not even, he ain't even going in the first round, okay. Second round, third round, or fourth. He is a late round draft pick. He is a one of those guys where I think is going to be one of those hidden gems type things, and you're going to need to develop him.
Carolina, 141 and 142. Carolina?
Nowhere near that.
Still later?
Bro,
yes. That's where, I'm in round five.
Okay. Nowhere near that. He might even be Mr. Irrelevant.
So round seven. Let's see.
Okay.
Why you give me somebody that's not going to be the top 10, top 20?
Why would I give you all top 20 guys? I never give you all top 20 guys.
Because I'm going to pick my guy. My guy is Theo because he got an old school name, baby. Like Theo Huxtable.
I knew you was going to say that. Once I picked him, I knew.
Damn, you got Renardo. That's like a Sanford son name. So he's going to be good. That's going to be my guy.
Was going to
Renardo Green, baby.
Xavier Leggett. I think I misspelled his name. I can't remember if he has two G's or one G. I do apologize to him about that. But wide receiver for, and I messed up Florida State. He's a wide receiver for, I'm getting out of
that. That was Carolina.
He's a wide receiver for Carolina.
You had Carolina.
South Carolina, but the word said Florida State. Wide receiver for South Carolina. I like how he finds open space, and he has just enough speed. He's fast, but he has just enough speed to beat the guy in front of him. Takes great angles.
Do you run a great route run?
I mean, basically he does. Look at that. Whoosh, just right there. They thought they had him, but then he
uses Mississippi extra State. Speed.
He uses extra speed. So he's got the speed.
Our boy coach at Mississippi State, don't he?
Ooh.
He used to be an NFL coach. Lane Kiffman. That's he's at Mississippi State.
Oh, that's Ole Miss.
Oh, I know it's Mississippi something.
So I actually want the Chiefs to draft Xavier Leggett, but don't know if that'll happen. But he'll be somewhere in the second round, I believe, unless somebody reaches for him in the first. But he should be in the second round.
I can't wait till next week to see where all these guys fall.
If you remember their names. Let's see. Frank Gore Jr. You know that name.
His dad almost stayed in the league to play with him. LeBron James.
Just that much, by that much. Frank Gore Jr., running back, Southern Mississippi.
Should be a late round pick.
I believe mid round, fourth, fifth, maybe third, possibly if you're reaching. Plus, he's a running back. No Lamar Jackson. Shut up.
I didn't say none.
This was his first run. This is his very first run in college football. I do hope he's good. He's decent enough to. I hate the fact that his name is Frank Gore because people are gonna look at him and
automatically judge him because of his
automatically, name. No matter what is happening. As a junior myself, I know how that works. So, I already did that one. There's another one where he can actually catch the ball as well. So, or throw the ball. He threw that ball.
So he is Lamar Jackson.
He threw the ball.
He is Lamar Jackson.
He threw the ball.
Like Lamar Jackson. Running backs throw the ball nowadays.
Okay.
Right. And it was better than Lamar because his pass was accurate, baby.
Here you go.
Baltimore, there's your guy.
Oh, stop. Next is Eric Gall. Eric Gall played football at Michigan, so he played with James.
Jim.
I always get them mixed up.
John is in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Did you know Jim is living in an RV?
Yes.
I did not know that till last night.
He reminded me of Tyrese's character in Too Fast, Too Furious. Like he on house arrest. Why you think I'm parked so close to the Derby? Anyway. Yeah, For Fast and Furious fans, you know what I'm talking about. Eric Hall, tight end, Iowa. He was in Michigan and, of course, transferred to Iowa. And I will always be looking at Iowa tight ends. Iowa produce tight ends. They tight end you.
We miss you, Deb.
Hawkinson, kid that got drafted in Denver. Now he's in Seattle. Noah Fant.
We miss you, Dad.
We do, actually. There's a couple more that slipped my mind, but Eric Hall got some replays of him. Who had Michigan replays, too, but I'm like, we'll talk about the Iowa replays. You give him his space, he's gone. So I like Eric Hall a lot. I think he'll be top three rounds, probably the third. Understand with tight ends, it's going to take a little bit for development because, they should be a safety blanket, but it takes some time for tight ends. Add two more. Kyrie Jackson.
Kyrie. Okay. I got a great nephew named Kyrie in this house. And Kyrie. He's like, what up?
Does he spell it like that?
Nah, he spell it the correct way. Not this ghetto ass way. But he's going to be a baller because of his name.
Shut up. Kyrie Jackson has great catch-up speed. I think there's some things that refinement that he could do, but I like him for the Chiefs. I don't think they're going to pick him, but I like picking him up where Legarius
late first
off.
Round, second round, third round?
Somewhere probably second okay. round somewhere. Okay. I don't think he'll fall to the third.
Okay.
That's Renardo. Here's one where he's not blitzing. Where he's picking
open
up.
Field tackle. That's what you
open
need.
Open field tackle. Picking up on he had a receiver, but he was able to pick up on the open field tackle. So I'm always for that. Last but not least, McKinley Jackson, Mississippi State. Some people say, well, I don't know who says it, but I've heard it once. Some people say this is Chris Jones reincarnate. I don't believe that, but I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I do believe that. Let's see. That was against South Carolina. Right there. Able to beat one-on-ones. He needs to work on getting, on double teams, but everybody needs to work on double teams. So
unless you was the Aaron Donald guy.
Yeah, everybody needs to work on double teams. So, that's my guy. Those are my 10 guys that I'm looking at. I got these different names from a lot of different people, and then I just kept looking at the tape and just these guys are the guys.
I appreciate all the hard work you do, bro, because now I got a list when that happens. And be like, I told you he's going to be good.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Like Micah Parsons.
Okay.
Penicillin.
You love Michael Parsons.
I do. Now they about to screw him out that money, Des Bryant said.
He's not screwed. Micah, just going off, Micah is not going to get screwed, but they're not keeping Dak Prescott, bro.
Nah, they got to get rid of him.
Ain't no way they keeping it. If they keep Dak,
they gonna be whack.
Hey, shut up. Shut up.
Let's go to the voicemails. 816-654-6883.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to make it through.
Hey, if the video cut off, just log on to the audio.
Yeah, that.
Until next time, be safe, be easy. And remember, fat meat is greasy.
Okay, we're closing it.
No, we're not closing. You got to say deuces because you said the voicemail is going to be the last of the show.
Deuces?
Oh, God, you messed it up.
I don't know what you
it's
mean.
The remix, baby.
What's up, guys? This is Audience of One. Bo Horton calling in on my take this week. Just calling in to talk about all the NFL year, I'm excited about how everything's playing out. I'm excited about us. Eagles getting Saquon Barkley. Excited about all the moves we made. I was just.
I thought I blocked you.
On Reddit, but Trust Howie, you know, getting in Bryce, you know, getting the opportunity to play Nolan Smith. I was drafting him in the first round last year. Still got PG. Still got Josh Sweat. So we still have four good pass rushers next year. The Eagles will be playing a game exclusively on Peacock for home game of the season, which will be on a Friday, the day after the Chiefs do their home opener on that Thursday. So I'm looking forward to that game being in Brazil. Sounds like we're going to either be playing the Browns or Packers, which more likely it'll be the Browns. So I'm looking forward to that game and looking forward to how we open the season up and hopefully we can get out of there with a dub. Just everything is going with the NFL. Their business is booming right now. Got an exclusive wild card game on Peacock. Got an exclusive wild card game on Amazon now. On top of the Black Friday game on Amazon after Thanksgiving. And the NFL have two Christmas games. And Christmas is going to be on a Wednesday. They're going to play a game on every day of the week except for Tuesday. So that's just wild how much power and how much the NFL has brought over. So I'm looking forward to the season. I'm just ready for the draft to get here in about a month, less than a month, and then OTAs, the training camp. I'm just ready for the ball to get rolling. Appreciate you guys letting me call. Take care.
What up? As Duck would say, fuck the cheese. Oh, fucking hilarious. This is just some bullshit. This is the Patriot himself. It's, on X/old Twitter at MikeTheMike1. Man. Shit. This week been crazy. First, the chief wide receiver, he crashes both of his cars and walks away. Ah, oh, but this is fucked up. He just caught the goddamn weight room, work it out. And they tell him, hey man, don't you need a lawyer for some shit? If that don't tell you how stupid the Chiefs are now, I don't know what it is. I'm glad they shit didn't pass. Fuck that stadium. I take that back. The stadium's cool. Fuck the Chiefs. But anyway, what was I about to say? Oh yeah, Diggs. How the hell did the Bills trade Diggs for like a food stamp card? Like, god damn. He must have really said, fuck that motherfucking Josh Allen. But yeah, my Patriots ain't gonna do shit. I mean, not unless we get a good guy. I want them to select that LSU quarterback. But knowing my Patriots, they gonna fuck it up. But other than that, I wanted to say what's up to Buck to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always doing a great job. Other than that, as Duck would say, fuck the Chiefs, and I'm out.
Love of a Libra, Rasheed Rice situation. It's unfortunate. I am happy that he's taking full responsibility with what happened. There's going to be a suspension, I believe, but I just hope that he will learn from this lesson as a young man. In regards to the vote, I voted yes because I wanted to keep the Chiefs and the Royals around for 40 more years, but I think unfortunately, it was a bad campaign. It was scare tactic versus no tactic. And I say scare tactic meaning that I voted yes, but I think a lot of us did out of not wanting to lose our team. But there was a scare tactic as well in regards to you guys don't know what you're voting for, so people didn't vote or voted no. So that was just an unfortunate situation that I hope both teams learn from, because I do believe it will circle wagons again. Thank you guys. Appreciate you guys always having a platform for us.
And that's what I said, Duck. fuck the Chiefs. But I do want to say, I really miss, I mean, it was sad OJ Simpson passed. That's the only thing I got really talking about. He passed, and I don't like how, like, this man was acquitted on his on murders, and people still think he killed this lady. I mean, nobody really don't know, because there really ain't no more evidence or nothing. He got acquitted of shit, but he got treated bad, but he's passed. And I just feel like people need to understand that if he wasn't there, you don't know what he did. And most of us was, you know, either I was a kid at that time. Some of y'all, you know, some of y'all followers probably was teenagers, but we wasn't there, so you can't really judge this man on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's a killer for real. You know, technically, I mean, shit, the glove didn't fit, so you must have quit. But hey, you know, it's still every time a good football player, good sports person, or something passes, it's always. But OJ Simpson was a cool motherfucker. He didn't bother nobody when he got out and he was just golfing and talking this shit. And what did he say? I'm just saying. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? He lived his life, and only God can really judge him at this point in your life. Whenever we all reach that level. But other than that, man, glad y'all back doing your thing. Shit, keep 100 all day.
What up? This is Mr. Patriot himself. This is some bullshit. Twitter handle or X motherfucker at MikeTheMike1. I just want to say what's up to motherfucking Mike816, It's all good. Man, I really don't know what to make of this draft, really. I hope the Patriots don't fuck me. I hope we really get the quarterback from LSU that I do not want them to pick up Drake Maye or a nigga from Duke or wherever. I'm just like, man, come on, man. Let's just go and get us a mobile quarterback. They got at least some swag or something. Yeah. At least make the plays interesting. But other than that, it's still fucking peace. And I'm so glad we voted motherfucking no. He want $800 million or whatever fuck dollars to not make no improvement to the motherfucker just to luxury squeak that I'm never gonna be in. I'm just the fuck on. But other than that, yeah. Yeah, I was talking about that boy that got banned for life. Is that how you make it in the millions? You make what, almost $3 million? You banned for life in your motherfucking craft, and only 21 grand. Like, boy, you gotta be super stupid, boy. That's crackhead move for real. But other than that, I really ain't got much shit to say. I won't even talk about the NBA playoffs because I don't watch the motherfuckers until the final. And it's gonna be a bitch boy LeBron lovers for me. I don't even want to get into it. So other than that, y'all stay safe and y'all stay cool. And y'all, especially around here in Missouri, because they finding bodies like everywhere. All right, boy. Y'all stay hunting.
What's up, guys? This is Audience of One, Mo Horton calling in with my take this week. One time for the one time, but a long time. How you guys doing? The draft is next week. The Eagles sit at number 22 in the draft. My team, we need a corner in the baddest way, and I think we're going to get one. Looking at Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. Looking at Arnold out of Alabama, if he falls there. If he does fall, I think within between 15 and 20. Wouldn't be surprised of how he moves up to try to get him. How he, you know, usually doesn't stay in one place in the draft. He usually moves up or down. I think he'll move up if the right corner is in place. Kool-Aid McKinstry, if he's there, that'll be another guy. Maybe Cooper DeJean, he's a hybrid, you know, corner safety, nickel type of guy that we could possibly use as well. If not, you know, the corner's not there, we're definitely looking for an O-lineman, a guy that can be a tweener that can play guard this year and maybe next year. And then when Lane Johnson decides to hang it up and swing out there to tackle, because we are missing a right guard on the offensive line. But we did drop the guy last year, but we don't know obviously if he's going to pan out or not to the program. The training camp get there, so wouldn't be surprised if we drop the guy there. Possibly get a linebacker in the second round. We drafted at 50 and 53 in the second round, so we'll definitely be looking for a linebacker, maybe a pass rusher. If we don't get a corner in the first round, I definitely know we're going to get one in the second round. So looking forward to that. Also, Robert Kraft, a blackballing Belichick, not surprised at all. I think Robert Kraft's trying to look as good as possibly can so he can get in the Hall of Fame. He's going to try to demean Belichick in any way. I think Belichick really, really, really rubbed him the wrong way, getting rid of Garoppolo. Also getting rid of Tom Brady too soon. I think Tom Brady winning that Super Bowl put a stain on all of them. So I think that was a thing. And I think, you know, Belichick said he wants to coach the Eagles, the Cowboys, or the Giants next year. Giants are likely to lose their coach, and I think Cowboys definitely likely to lose their coach. I hope my coach do well because I don't want Belichick. I don't think Belichick's going to ever coach in the NFL again just simply off of the smear campaign that Kraft got on him. Also, OJ, I'm very, very fascinated with that case. I've been fascinated with that case really a majority of my whole life. One of my favorite documentaries is the 30 for 30, OJ Made in America. You guys should definitely check it out. It's a great documentary. Also, the People versus OJ Simpson, the FX series, was really good. But that documentary, the 30 for 30, by Ezra Edelman, is a masterpiece. Talks about his upbringing, talks about his life. Then people should try that out. He was a very, very daunting figure. I remember all the different scenarios about his life, like it was yesterday, the Bronco trade, the court, and how it basically, the trial rather, how it basically changed cable network TV. CNN. Hello, guys. This is the audience. I want more word calling back to finish up my take. I just wanted to say that that OJ thing situation, like, so I'm very fascinated about how his trial really, people don't understand how big of a deal it was and how it basically changed and shaped pop culture. Everybody wanted to watch it. Our teachers were watching it. They you know, people think they just was making us watch to learn stuff. Our teachers were just as fascinated as we were. Slam dunk case should have been, you know, arrested for murdering those two people. But a perfect storm of racism in LA with the Latasha Harlan's murder, the Rodney King beating, and racial tensions after the L.A. riot, and that situation happening, and also, the trial in itself with the lead detective being a known racist, and the mishandling of evidence by the LAPD, and the fumbling of the case by the prosecution led him to get off. It was just a very, very fascinating case in general. Just watching all the missteps and how bad the prosecution fumbled that case as a whole. And the LAPD doing what you would call framing a guilty man that's already guilty, wanted to make sure he was guilty. Moving the glove from the crime scene to his house to, you know, using blood samples to put it everywhere in certain areas that wouldn't have been when he was already, even though there was already several amounts of evidence to convict him. And they just did a sloppy job as a whole, and he ended up getting off. And just a man that didn't have any shame. No shame at all, you know, after the trial, he turned the TV, and he was telling people that he continued to live in L.A. because he wanted to find out who actually did it, or him writing a book named If I Would Have Done It. This stuff like that, just a very shameless man, will have a stain and an impact on his life. That Twitter account definitely shows you the least amount of shame that he had, how he acted, and, you know, on there as well, as if he had, you know, murdered two people. So, but that's just how everything goes, guys. So I'm looking forward to the draft. You know, I guess the OTAs is going on. Voluntary workouts are going on right now. OTAs will be right around the corner in May. The schedule will be out second week in May. So I'm looking forward to how everything revs up, guys. Appreciate you letting me call. Take it easy.
Michael, you just are here. We got the draft coming up next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm looking for the Steelers to most likely draft a center, or we may trade down in the first round. That is what's being talked about, the Steelers trading with Buffalo and trading down to Buffalo spot, because Buffalo needs a wide receiver. And we might trade down with them, because the players we want is dropping in the draft, so we might just trade down and get an extra pick or something for them. So that's what's coming out of the Steel City. And as far as what Bill Belichick did and Robert Kraft and that stuff that's going on in New England, I don't know what to say about that. I have no thought on it. You know, Bill Belichick coached a lot of years. You know, he won 6 Super Bowls. He ain't got nothing left to prove to anybody. He might as well go ahead, you know. I would just retire and go ahead and relax, you know, chill on his boat. That's just my thought. And, you know, OJ did it. Like they try to say, OJ did it. But, you know, hey, they said that the gloves don't fit. So he must have quit. So he would quit it. So that's my thought on OJ. But they said, OJ did it. OJ did it. And I'm excited about the draft. That's all I got to say about that. The Steelers gonna get this line together. We already got our quarterback of the future, Justin Fields. Russell Wilson's on a 1-year rental. And then we're hauling him out. Bye. You know, bye. We don't need you. That's all I got on it. I'm ready for the draft. I'm watching past the draft now on NFL Network. This dog, I'm out. Peace, fellas.
What it do? Yo, man, I missed last week's episode, but I'm going to get on that real fast with my boy Rice. Hey, man, he actually is just, you know, going to school anyway. This is what they do, y'all. Any player that got an incident, one incident, maybe two, they will draft them because they know that that person's going to mess up, like always, never fails. Okay, what happened? Speeding, heard some people who left the scene. And his lawyer is a guy from Senate in Texas, so he ain't gonna do no time. He ain't gonna do nothing. I'm saying, watch this, y'all. They gotta watch behind the scenes. Of course, he did what's wrong, yeah. Should go to jail? Yeah, no doubt. But when you are in the sports entertainment world, which is gambling, we know what happened with it, they get raised for it. That little girl is disabled for the rest of her life. Her parents got to take care of her for the rest of her life. He ain't get no time. They go pay on this dude's contract and everything. They're going to use him like they did Tyreek Hill. Once he gets to 30 years old of age, they're going to let his ass go. I love to get Marvin Harrison Jr., but guess what? He's too polished. He said, go get them. They want people with incidents. Look how we see what they really got. They had issues. Even Kelsey had issues. Wake up, y'all. I'm just saying. Wake up. Okay, OJ Simpson. All right. Come here, I don't know. Remember OJ? I do a little bit. I mean, not really playing football, but as running through the airport, hopping on suitcases and luggage and people sitting down, stuff like that. In movies, he was American like a hero, for real, for real. So, back in 94, we know what he did. Okay, let's go back to the Rodney King. They got acquitted. Look what happened. Up in L.A. She went up in flames. OJ get acquitted. Guess what? Oh, ignorant people are upset. Okay, don't forget, after his trial, Robert Blake, an actor, killed his wife. He got acquitted. So, come on, y'all. You know, OJ Bassett, let this shit go in. And he's seen Jenner, whatever you want to be, you can kill two people. Your sex will change from a man to a woman, and you killed a person back in 2015 in a car crash. So don't be killing what you want to be. You can kill two people. One person and actually in yourself will change from a man to a woman. Damn. But hey, y'all go ahead and have a great weekend. I get you later. Just stay blessed.
Big Fish Niner Nation, Big Fish Niner Nation. I'll get right to these hot takes because I got limited time to get these hot takes. First of all, I want to start out talking about OJ. Hey, God bless his family. God bless his soul. Sometimes that when we, as fans, look at a person, we like what they have, we like their talent, we like how they make us feel, the entertainment piece, the fascination, when we watch them play, and we sometimes leave out the fact that what we're watching is a human being. So inside of every human being, there's a soul. So when that soul leaves, the body is gone. So God bless his family. Regardless of what he's known for, I know him more from the era of football when I actually did get to see him play. I know I just told my age, but he was a very, very fascinating football player to watch in the early glory days of football before this diva ball we got today and Rose and Tank Dudes and all that stuff. So, I value OJ. Despite the whole Johnny Cochran and that stuff, he still leaves behind a family. He still leaves behind a legacy. To me, should be respected. So, moving on from that, the draft, y'all know me. I'm not really interested in no draft. I know some teams are excited because they're making big moves. But I know the Niners ain't doing nothing special in no draft. You know, we can't win with all the talent in the world. We got all the talent in the world. We got a coach that's too arrogant. So I'm not hyped about no draft because it really don't matter what they get in the draft. If they get Jesus Christ in the draft, instead of using the Bible, Shanahan is still going to use his playbook. So it's a lose-lose for that, especially Super Bowl. The Niners will have a great regular season. But at the end of the day, we're not going anywhere when it comes to the Super Bowl. So, moving on from the draft, the other topic is Mr. Kraft and Belichick. Listen. Belichick sealed his own fate. Great coach, has always had great talent around him, specifically on the defensive end and specifically in the quarterback position. However, Belichick's personality has not rubbed anybody the right way. Not players, not coaches, not anybody that's around the guy. Yeah, it's me again wrapping up my take. I don't see nothing about no Mr. Kraft doing him wrong. Bill Belichick's been the same guy forever. He'll still go down as the greatest or one of the greatest coaches to ever coach the game. To me, he's kind of in the same boat as Greg Popovich in the NBA. He's kind of in the same boat as Phil Jackson in the NBA. Belichick, Popovich, Phil Jackson. These are all guys that were great coaches. They managed egos well. But they've always had players around them that accent their coaching style. That's why you notice once Michael Jordan and Kobe and all them type of players left, Phil Jackson's career as a coach went down here. You notice Greg Popovich, since Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and Kawhi Leonard and that lineup he had back then. Popovich haven't won anything since. Have not been effective as a coach since. I'm surprised San Antonio still keep him around. Belichick's the same way. Since Brady and Romanowski, and some of them big name guys like that, Teddy Bruschi and all them, that lineup he had on defense, Willie McGinnis, Belichick's career is toast. All the three of them guys are the same. So, you know, they haven't been successful since their top guns have left. And so it shows that those guys' coaching ability is not necessarily based on them. It's based on the talent that they have around them. Belichick can't go to a team and that has nobodies and build them into something. That's why when he had nobodies, he couldn't win. Phil Jackson, he couldn't go to a basketball team that had nobodies and build them into something. That's why once Jordan and Kobe and them type of players left, he was a bum. Popovich, that's why he came in. Once Tony Parker and all of them, Manu Ginobili and them left, Tim Duncan, nobody. Those guys are not coaches that can take a team from nothing and make them into something. So that's my take on that. I missed the podcast and ready.
Thanks for calling, everybody. Just going to be an audio this week. Sorry for the video announcements, but it's audio this week because we went over the hour limit. But if you want to donate to the go over hour limit for the videos, go right ahead, reach out.
I'm going to try to make sure we go live, but I don't think it'll work.
Because we go live at different times, and it's not fair for you guys.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
You say you want to go live.
I wanted to go live as far as like showing this video live.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
Ain't nobody up. Well, a couple people. I wouldn't even be awake at this time if I did on a Saturday if I didn't have to be.
It's 4:20. We waking and baking and baking and waking.
No. Sleeping and dreaming.
I'm dreamy. All right. Every day. For the second time. Until next time, be safe, be easy. Remember, call in Friday with your drafts. Well, you call it Saturday morning before 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Tell us what you thought of your team, first round and second round picks. Until next time, be safe, be easy. Remember, fat meat is greasy.
Deuces.